Hello and welcome back to the BTL with Reb T, the Better Through Letter, the show where we talk how to make ourselves better through using the Ramban's letter. We talk the introduction, we talk the letter itself, a couple lessons. Now we're up to number 10, lesson number 10, looking at the phrase. Again, it's the book called A Letter for the Ages with the help of Rabbi Avram Chaim Feuer, his wonderful insight, commentary, and explanations. Tonight's phrase is V'ka'asher tachash. After you give serious thought to these ideas, you will stand in awe of your Creator and will be guarded against sin. The Torah commands, it's Hashem Elokecha Tira, you shall fear Hashem your God, that comes from Devarim. To live in awe of Hashem is a positive commandment, one of the 613 mitzvos. The mitzvah is constant. It's upon us at all times, in all places, everywhere we go. And at every moment of the day and night, it is involved on every member of the human race, a Jew and non-Jew alike. Although the mitzvah applies at all times, it's especially important to feel the awe of Hashem in situations that try one's moral stamina. It is easier to overcome temptation when one realizes that Hashem watches human actions and mournfully records every transgression. As pointed out by Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah 432, remember after 120 years, Hashem shows the video of your life, hopefully not too personal, not too embarrassing, to every person in Shemayim, to every being in Shemayim, all the people of all the past generations, not just family and friends that you know about from previous times, but every single person. And they show what you could have done. They show what you could have been. They show all situations and they show all types of things like we talked about the other day. Why couldn't you be more like your namesake? Why couldn't you have done more? Your name says that you should have done this. Why didn't you do that? They show you what you could have been, what you could have done, what you could have produced. And that's also in and of itself its own form of a spiritual Gehenna. People talk Gehenna, people think it's these flames, but really a lot of times the flame of the Gehenna is the flame of the embarrassment, the mortification, the what we say on this world, on this earth, on this life, how the cheeks turn a different color, the flames of embarrassment, even though the soul doesn't have physical feelings technically, but that could be some element. So when we realize that Hashem records everything, He has a video recorder of the whole life, that could be a helpful deterrent for many of us. And the pasuk in Devarim, which says, Ma Hashem Shoel Me'imcha, I don't know the exact phraseology, but it's the phrase, it's the pasuk that says, what does Hashem ask of you, Israel? What does Hashem want from you? Only that you fear Hashem, your God. That comes from Devarim, Yud Ben. Mesillas Yesharim cites numerous sources which demand that one exert effort to learn how to serve Hashem with pure intent. The most essential ingredient is striving to sense a genuine fear of heaven. It's much better to serve Hashem out of love for Hashem rather than out of fear of Hashem. If you think about different situations, you think about different relationships, you think about different interactions, who are you more likely to want to help? Who do you run to try to help? Someone you fear or someone you love? It's much better, it's much more applicable, and it's much more easy to put exertion, to put effort into someone you care about, someone you love, than someone you fear. You do something for someone you fear because you're afraid of the repercussions, but you do something for someone you love because you just want to give, you just want to love, you just want to help that person. A boss at work, someone you have to work for, if you feel the reverence for them, you feel the fear of them because you're worried about the job, you're worried about losing the job is one level, but if you actually love to help the people at your work, if you actually love to work with the people, work with the administration, and they're actually helpful people, it's a whole different level. When you think about parents also, if a child fears a parent versus loves a parent, if a child does something because the parent says they have to, they're afraid of the punishment, they're afraid of the pasher, they're afraid of the timeout, they're afraid of losing something, is a different level than if they love the parent and want to help and give to the parent because they want to do what's right, because they want the parent's love, and that's a much better level to be involved in. King Shlomo explains, if you seek it out as you seek silver and search for it as you search for buried treasures, then will you comprehend the fear of Hashem that comes from Mishle. You have to learn how to serve Hashem out of the level of love, which is higher than the level of fear. Ahavas Hashem is a much higher level than Yiras Hashem. If you don't sin against Hashem because you're afraid of punishment, again, different than if you don't serve, than if you don't sin against Hashem because you're sad and not to have as much love for Him and love with Him towards Hashem and back. Try to reach that higher level. He doesn't say in Mishle, then you will comprehend philosophy, then you will master astronomy, then you will understand medicine, then you will grasp the meaning of the fine points of law. These pursuits, although they're commendable, are not the ultimate purpose of life. The ultimate purpose of life is to fine-tune our midos, to work on our traits, to do as much as we can in the world, to bring mitzvos and chesed, to make the world a better place, and then to really comprehend the fear of Hashem. That is really one of the ultimate purposes of life. It is only the comprehension of fear of Hashem which truly warrants incessant study and research. Mesillas Yesharim suggests that one set aside a specific period of time in his daily schedule to contemplate a personal approach to the fear of Hashem. And there's a process of acquiring the fear of transgression, the fear of sinning. One should constantly make himself aware that Hashem's presence, divine providence, divine presence is found everywhere. Like the famous song from Uncle Moshe, we learn when we're very, very little that Hashem is here, there, and everywhere. Up, down, right, left, He's all around. If we just look for Him, we could literally find Him everywhere, even though secular society and the world at large tries to mask all the things that Hashem does, and He probably does that on purpose. Hashem does that and covers all the hidden miracles of every day through the idea of nature, through the idea of weather, through the idea of things like that. But of course, it's all the hand of Hashem. It all comes from Hashem. Hashem is the one that's pulling the strings. He's the one that's everywhere. Hashem carefully watches everyone. Hashem carefully watches everything, great and small. Nothing is hidden from His eyes. When one truly lives with this awareness, he's filled with awe and genuinely fears acting in a manner which is not in accordance with the wishes of the Almighty. And when you see Hashem everywhere, you feel Hashem with you wherever you go. You come to have a understanding, appreciation, and the love for Hashem. Rav Yitzchak Blazer, fondly known as Rav Itzala Peterberger, observes in Or Yisrael Shari Or Chapter 2, by nature, men are easily frightened. Whenever man turns, he finds himself surrounded by real or imaginary danger. He's afraid of crime, afraid of competition, afraid of the future, afraid of the unknown. Fear of fear itself is the greatest fear, people say. He fears failure, he feels sickness, he feels poverty, he feels pain, he fears pain, he feels death, he fears death, he fears embarrassment. The list almost has no end, but it's very curious. It's very mind-boggling. If man is being prone to fear, why doesn't he also live in awe and trepidation of the most powerful force in the world, that of Hashem himself? But in his daily life, he doesn't even seem to take notice of his creator at all, God forbid. Even those who scrupulously follow what the Torah says and mitzvos as a whole seem not overly concerned about sins they commit time and time and time again. So Rav Yitzchak Blazer explains that man's lack of natural fear of Hashem is indeed unfathomable, yet this strange phenomenon is nonetheless the result of Hashem's perfect design. The Creator Himself, Hashem Himself, made it that way. Hashem did that on purpose. Purposefully plucking the fear of Hashem from man's heart is what Hashem did so that humanity could enjoy its most precious privilege, the gift of Bechira Chafshis, free will. If man was overwhelmed by a natural and instinctive dread of the Almighty, he would unthinkably choose good. Evil would not be an option at all. Then we couldn't be rewarded for choosing good because it's as if the Yetzer Hara didn't exist. The famous phrase is Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mir Shemayim. Hashem knows what you're going to choose. Hashem puts you on a path. Hashem designs everything. How much money you're going to have, what car you're going to have, who you're going to marry, what kids you're going to have, what house you're going to live in, what community you're going to live in, what job you have. But He cannot tell you to sin, cannot make you sin, and cannot choose sins or mitzvahs for you. That's up to you. Hashem leaves it up to you to fight the sins and to do the mitzvos. Hakol bidei shemayim chutz miyiras shemayim. It's also interesting that they say, I believe the Gemara explains that at the end of days, after 120 years, Hashem is going to take the Yetzer Hara and slaughter it in front of everyone's eyes. I don't know the metaphoricism, the literalism, the figuratism to it. I just remember this phrase, I think it comes from the Gemara, that tzaddikim will look at the Yetzer Hara and say, wow, it was a mountain, it was so difficult to fight this Yetzer Hara, and look what happened, look what I did, and now Hashem finally slaughtered it. And that Rasha'im, the evil, wicked people, are going to see it as a strand of hair, and going to be like, why couldn't I just pluck this hair out of the milk? Why couldn't I just take this hair and drop it? Why couldn't I have fought the Yetzer Hara? But it's all up to Hashem, how He puts it in our lives. It's all up to us, how we look at it, and how we approach it, because it's all from Hashem. And if He took it away, then we wouldn't be able to choose good. It has to be a fight. Every day we stand up as a warrior against our greatest enemy, the Yetzer Hara, day in and day out. By divine decree, man does not fear God instinctively, yet man can acquire fear of God intellectually by actively seeking to recognize God's dominance over every phase of life. Man slowly fills his heart with reverence and awe. It's only by this active and forceful pursuit that it becomes imbued with fear of Hashem. There is no other way. If you seek it out, as you seek silver and search for it, as you search for buried treasures, then you will comprehend and accept and appreciate the fear of Hashem, and hopefully gain for yourself the love of Hashem and for Hashem. Join us next time as we talk lesson 11 here on the BTL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.